The DNC has called on government to take realistic measures to ensure proper tax collection and also widen the tax net. The party also wants workers to increase productivity and help the fight against over-invoicing at workplaces. The 2012 presidential candidate of the PNC, Hassan Yariga, told the Georgia Secret that it is unacceptable for foreigners to be allowed to do all manner of business in the country without a clear system to tax them. Mr. Yariga called on MPs to consider slashing their pay for development projects.
I think that Parliament should adopt a system of cutting 10%. That is to help to show their commitment to Mother Ghana. Secondly, are we also looking at matters concerning how we generate income in this country? Because what we are looking at is looking at income generated to build Mother Ghana. I'm told 70% of our revenue is being used for paying public workers and salaries. And for that matter, it's a problem. For me, I believe that there are many things that we should need to consider as we talk about 10% cut of salaries, right, or the appropriate which you are supposed to pay when it comes to income tax, company tax, and many other taxes. Now, the second aspect has to do with what we have also done with our natural and mineral resources. We have actually sold the birthright of Ghanaians in this country as management team of running this country. You and I would believe that the natural resources and the mineral resources of this economy is in the hands of the foreigners. These people make so much huge sums of money and take out foreign exchange in this country, leaving us with the little in taxes they pay to us, invading tax at times, and many at times not even paid at all. And we are in the problem. That means that we should widen the tax-based system. We should look at the proper tax collection. We should look at where our mineral resources and natural resources are being abandoned, or we should retrieve some of this property that belongs to Ghana that we have sold out to the foreigners, and Ghanaians are now the modern slaves in their own country. As we speak to you right now, Ghana has been taken over by foreigners. Our land. Even Nigerians today are holding on to our lands and selling lands to Ghanaians. If I want to tell you the whole thing on and on, we will then not have time to finish.
Right. Yes.
I want to say, we in Ghana, we spend so much time wasting out there rather than using for productive activities. I can tell you that members of parliament, some of them even don't come to work. Many of them don't even go to offices. And even public servants. I think that the first problem was implementing the single span. We spent 5 hours traveling to work, 3 hours sitting down at the work site and coming back home. How productive are we as a nation and that we need so much salaries? So they should cut their salaries. I think they should do
it. Right. When it comes to members of parliament, they believe they have a lot of work to do at the constituency level. They pay school fees. Sometimes they sponsor funerals and a lot. So they are already overburdened.
I think that they have introduced that system of paying funerals and helping pay adults and many other things, because they tell the people that they are rich. They make the people believe that politics is all about money. Why do you want to serve somebody and then you pay money to the person to serve the person? That is the level of corruption in this country. And that is why we are talking about 10% cut. Government should not even look at the 10% cut of salary, but rather to increase monies or resources paid to people in terms of corruption.
2012 presidential candidate of PNC, Hassan Yariga, talking to Georgia Secret.